See that the you take off the ring on trip so you can pick up women. Jake considered making a joke to deflect the question, but chose not to. Next week it'll be 9 months since we signed the papers.
Pain in the butt, divorces, Leonard muttered. I've had two.
Then why the ring? Jake pointed at Leonard's left hand.
Yeah, well, the third time stuck.
Leonard blinked, as if dust had landed in his eyes, but Jake didn't think it was dust. If Jake was guessing, Leonard wasn't the type of man to admit to tears, even if they were streaming down his cheeks. Jake turned away to give Leonard a moment, and stared out at the dusk stealing the last of the sun. A minute or two later, Leonard cleared his throat.
Married to her for 14 years. Till she decided to leave me for the world where there's no more pain. But I'll graduate from here someday, probably sooner than later. At that point, maybe I'll see her again. She said I would. Not sure, but it's a thought, you know?
I'm sorry.
Ah, what can you do? The moment we're born, we have a death sentence hanging over us.
Leonard leaned back in his seat and closed his eyes.
Okay, Jake. We're almost friends here. Tell your old pal Leonard what happened last year that makes you not want to go to the summer gathering this year.
You listen to my phone calls, too?
Couldn't be helped.
Leonard grinned and a laugh sputtered out. Jake joined Leonard and leaned his chair back, then scolded himself.
I always talk too loud when I'm on my cell phone. Most people do.
Jake closed his eyes and dumped his story on Leonard. Every year for 8 years, my wife and I and two other couples got together at a small lake in eastern Washington for a week of sun.